Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Caraway talking about how cool it was for a young Kenny Caraway, young high school athletes to be mentioned in the Joe Davidson column over in the Sacramento Bee. Never happened to me. I was trash as a high school athlete, so I never got the Joe Davidson rub until I got a radio show, so better late than never.
Joe Davidson, I remember vividly when this show was created. Joe Davidson, the headline was, Barling makes his return to radio.
There we go. Brace yourselves. You know, it's the kicker headline. Hey, guys, good to join you. We were talking off the air about how cool it was to go to McClatchy practices and free throws, whether or not they were measured off correctly. And I probably had you guys practice extra because I couldn't make a free throw.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
Never mind that it was mismarked and something right out of the state fair. But
it was all set up.
Kenny really hates when guys miss their free throws, too.
I do.
So
I do.
Your punishment
that's
is
how
to
I know
join
I wasn't
us.
There because I would have been mad at Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Make your free throws, Joe.
Make a free throw or go run. Yes.
Harrison.
What's happening?
Harrison's averaging 30 points per game in 2023, but Kenny's screaming at the TV because he missed the free throw.
Free throws, big
guy. Hey, has Harrison Barnes shown some youth in recent games? He's had some baseline spin moves, some power over power guys. I'm thinking, there you go. And I did a story on him last year at the B, where maybe it was a couple of years ago. And the whole theme was he's a great locker room guy. And isn't that always important? And Jimmy Garoppolo is a great locker room guy for the 49ers. He could have soured all of that with all the roller coasters he's gone through. Not that kind of guy. And Harrison Barnes, same thing, and takes it personal. It's important to him. Coach Mike Brown's talked about that. You need a leader to help forge into the future. And the best players we know are Fox and Sabonis, but you got to have anchor guys. So it's neat to see Harrison Barnes with some takeover moves. He still got it. Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah, for sure. What you think about this Kings team, Joe? Like you've seen a lot of Kings basketball, and I've said it with my chest a number of times. This ain't no playing team. They're gonna be in the top six.
No,
they're getting
I think when the season started, I think it was a play-in team. I would have argued that, you know, they have two really good players, all-star candidates in De'Aaron Fox and Sabonis, but then surrounded by a bunch of solid contributors. Some people may call them spare parts and all that, but man, they're working though. And what's going on with this offense? Just so prolific and so fun. The arena's filling up. I think it really starts with, I mean, I don't cover it every day, certainly like James Hamm and you guys, but Mike Brown is a unique leader. And I saw an example of that and did a story in the B last week or the week before where, you know, he's buddies with David Patrick, who you guys have on every week, the Sac State men's basketball coach. And they go to each other's games and they go to each other's practices. And I saw Mike Brown at a Sac State basketball game a couple weeks ago. And he's a man of the people, shaking hands and talking to people, taking pictures. You don't think this guy's not busy enough? And he does it because he's that kind of guy. And De'Aaron Fox joined him, and De'Aaron Fox talked to the Sac State basketball team after the game. They were all excited. You know, they're right there in a playoff push, and they made the time. So I think when you have coaches and leaders like Mike Brown and guys who are willing to dig in a little extra in the community like De'Aaron Fox, that's a fabulous foundation. We always talk about culture. Well, that's what Mike Brown brings, then he's been big. And people are talking about, is this guy a coach of the year candidate? Absolutely. No doubt. When you take a team that hasn't been to the playoffs since 2006, I covered the Kings a lot back in those days. And We've talked about it before, guys, and on social media, these fans are so overdue. They're so ready to blow that lid off of Golden One, and we're seeing examples of that. And I think it's so good for the city. It's so good for Sacramento, and it's good for fans who, I mean, there's a lot of fans who have invested a lot of time and emotions over the years, yeah, and not with a lot of rewards.
Yeah, Joe, and it's stories like that that just constantly reminded me what a great job Mark Orr has done over there at Sac State, bringing in guys like David Patrick, guys like Mark Campbell, obviously what Troy Taylor was able to do heading to Stanford, and now the next steps that they're taking with their football program. Man, that is a university who just, they've got things going right.
Yeah, they do. And it starts with people again. And you talk about, I was talking to Mark Orr a couple of weeks ago for that story on Mike Brown and David Patrick. And he's known Brown and his story for years. And I think we all like an underdog. And Mike Brown was no five-star recruit in high school. He grinded his way up through the player ladder in college. And then certainly as a coach, as a volunteer assistant and all those kind of things. So those guys, like-minded people kind of gravitate to each other. And that's how the relationship started years ago with Mark Orr, David Patrick. And here it's come full circle. And, I guess the thing is, you hope the coaches aren't so successful they get plucked. And Mark Campbell's doing incredible work at Sac State women's basketball. And he's going to be a hot coaching commodity. He wants to build something here. David Patrick's going to remain a hot prospect. He's coached all over across the country. He's got some big challenges here, trying to win in a gym that's terrible, to be frank. And the baseball coach, Reggie Christensen, is a terrific coach. And the football program without Troy Taylor is going to be just fine. Really good and great leadership. It's great to see.
Absolutely. A footnote, Casey, real quick to that is all of those coaches you just named, and Joe, this is the name of the game. They can recruit.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. And what is recruiting? I mean, it's the lifeblood of college athletics. And I don't think you can BS kids. They know if a guy's pretty genuine, especially if you're in a living room recruiting mom and grandmom and father and uncle, whoever. Because a lot of times this is a family decision and a family commitment and family backing. And I think those coaches we've talked about, they're pretty genuine. They're really genuine. And Mike Brown's a genuine guy. Who wouldn't want to play for Mike Brown? Who wouldn't want to play for David Patrick? Yeah. Who wouldn't want to play for Troy Taylor or the Sac State coaches that are there now? I mean, that's you want to play for – I think we've all had coaches or teachers that – didn't seem to have the passion or certainly didn't like the players. And we've all played for coaches who inspired us then and now.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Sac State is – I'm so excited about what's going on with that athletic department and that program, man, because it feels like it's something – the baseball team has been good in the past, but it feels like on those three specific sports, we haven't experienced – them being good at the same time, and to see this going on right now, man, it's exciting to see.
It is, it is. So Kenny, tell me about your shirt. Is that Texas Longhorns garb there?
It's WNBA.
Okay, yeah, okay, because I had a vision there, maybe a Danielle Viglione, but more she would be more of a shooter. But she's she's University of Texas, yeah, and played in the WNBA and is a longtime basketball camp and clinics, and probably knows Sam Long well. And she's going to get inducted into, it's not really an induction, but her jersey is going to get retired the first week of December at her alma mater, Del Campo High School.
Oh, that's going to be really great.
So she's super moved by that. But you talk about a player who could play in any year. She's one of our all-time great girls basketball players from the early 90s. Then, and we had another one in Andre Stojakovic, who's in the McDonald's All-American game. And what's the big deal? Well, the game's been around since 1977. LeBron James has been in it, and James Harden, and Dominique Wilkins, Isaiah Thomas, Magic Johnson. I mean, every who's who five-star recruit. And we've only had three guys picked ever. Wow. And the third one was Andre Stojakovic, the 6'7" Stanford-bound guard for Jesuit High School here in Sacramento, a longtime area powerhouse. And they had a nice little watch party of sorts to see the reveal. And he's a very likable guy. He's missed the last 3 weeks with a bad ankle foot, but he's due back any time. And, the family with Paige Stojakovic, the former king, it's a great moment for them. And so that game will be at the end of March, March 28th, I think, in Houston. And Kenny, you've been around. Damien, you've been around. It's hard to make that game. Yeah. It happened before Bill Cartwright was at Oak Grove in the mid-70s before this game came about. Kevin Johnson became the mayor, NBA All-Star, led the state in scoring in 83, I think, with Sack High, didn't make it. There's 700 nominations every year. Matt Barnes didn't get on there. Ryan Anderson didn't get on there. And it's not because they're not good players. They're just, you know, there's just so many of them out there. So kudos to Andre. When the playoffs start, I think he'll be back in action. And you guys are going to come check him out. He is sensational player. He could drop 40 without dominating the ball. Yeah. All within the offense and all the flow, and he'll set screens and he'll come off of screens and he could hit three pointers. He's a thunder dunker. He's got the Euro step, moves down the lane. He's a terrific student. You don't go to Stanford unless you're a really good student. So he's a fun watch. And I think the Delta League is delighted that he's been out because he could tear you up, but they're still rolling without him, which is a mark of a great team.
He's the truth, man. He's got everything in the bag. He absolutely does. Joe, who you said he's the third in this area? Who were the other two? Because I thought it would have been Cartwright, but you said that was before.
The game started in 77. Cartwright was a high school senior in 75. So DeMarcus Nelson.
That's the only guess I had.
Yeah.
Good guess. And 2004 graduate of Sheldon High School, the Oak Grove Unified. First three varsity seasons were at Vallejo High. That's how long I've been around at the B. I remember doing a big takeout on why would you transfer from Vallejo to Sacramento, and you know, you got to get to know everybody and you meet everybody. And he said, I need to get away. This was a mature kid then, because there's outside elements trying to seep in at Vallejo, trying to piggyback on his success. And he was offered by Mike Krzyzewski of Duke a full scholarship when he was a freshman, the youngest ACC player at that time had ever been offered. And so he went on to Duke and he played at Duke and played 12, 15 years professionally, played a little bit for the Warriors. He's still California's all-time career scorer with more than 33,000 points. And then the other one is Jordan Brown. He was our 2017 Player of the Year. The 6'10" post player deluxe from Wood Creek High School up in Roseville in Placer County. Mm-hmm. And he spent his senior year at Prolific Prep, one of those nationally ranked prep schools in Napa. But he played in the 2018 game. He had like 26 points and 10 rebounds and went to Nevada to play for Coach Eric Musselman. He's bounced around a little bit. I'm trying to remember where he is now, but a terrific player. And that's it. Wow. I mean, that's hard, man. Wow. And we've had a few girls make it. And because we appreciate girls, those girls were Jen Hall, forward at Folsom in 2003. Mm. Vicky Ball, who played
Vicky
at
Ball. Oh, yeah, man. I was at the
Vicky Ball was so.
I was escorting Coach Summit to the gym at Sac High for her visit here.
How about that? And we remember we did a story on that, and she had and she's going to have her jersey retired at Sacramento High School in a couple of weeks. So it's neat to see this area giving back. And the other two girls who made it all time for the McDonald's All-American Girls game, Sarah James at Oak Ridge 2010, played at Stanford, and Mackenzie Forbes, an exceptional player at Folsom 2018, is at Harvard right now. That's which tells you how bright she is as a student. So it's hard to make those games, but we have girls and guys who make it every once in a while, and that's pretty cool.
Vicky was a monster.
Vicky was a
she just
problem.
Couldn't stay
she could post all of us up.
Yeah, if she stayed
and just
healthy,
power right through us. Yeah, and then she got slowed by injuries, if I remember. Knee injuries. And yeah, good for her. I don't know what she's doing. It'd be worth catching up.
You know what I saw a year ago, maybe a little, but we were doing the show. I mentioned it on the show. There was some type of big three type event in Las Vegas, and they had a Sacramento team, Mike Bibby was playing, and Vicky Ball was on the team.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So
Bibby would appreciate Ball because she'd set a high post screen so he could dribble around it, pull up. And she's got good enough hands to finish inside, so that's really cool.
She's still playing. And shout out to our guy Mark Wong in the chat. He knows everything about Sacramento. He also brings up that Jared McCain, who's now I think at Modern Day, he started at
He's at Centennial, the state ranked powerhouse down there. I know what Mark's going with this. He grew up in the 916, grew up at Folsom, had an older brother who played basketball at Folsom. And then before his freshman year, went down to Centennial. And we did a story on that, why would you leave? And his parents said, hey, this is a lifetime decision. to go to a big powerhouse, nationally ranked schedule, to be on the biggest stage. He would have gotten a scholarship if he'd gone to any school. But he went down there and they won the state championship at Golden One last March. Mm-hmm. And he may have them there again. You know, this year they played Modesto Christian because we might have a rematch. But that's that's a guy who would have done it. And here's so even without him, without McCain, Folsom boys basketball is our number one ranked team. And they have a Jesuits only local loss was to Folsom. And Folsom worked them over pretty good at a tournament at Sheldon, but Stojakovic didn't play. So there may be a rematch in the Division I playoff come.
He a pro player? He an NBA guy? Stojakovic?
Stojakovic? Absolutely. I think so. I don't sense a one and done at Stanford. I think he likes being a good student. I think he'd like to play down there. But, you know, if he can do well in that conference at Stanford, I think he can. He's just, I don't know how you stop him. He's as unstoppable as a high school kid as I ever remember. And I'm not talking a post player who could just thunder on everybody, but, you know, he could post you up. He can, you know, all of his Euro steps. He's slithery. I saw him dunk a bunch of times already this season. I miss seeing him play. He's just a real delight to play. And I can't emphasize it enough, guys. He can dominate a game without having to have the ball the whole time, if that makes sense. It's not like it's all about him. And their coach Tim Kelly's got a really good team. Even without him, they probably have gone 10-1 without him.
Yeah, they're the truth, man. I can't wait for these playoffs, man. You mentioned Folsom. Shout out to my young guy David Young, man, over there at Folsom doing his thing. I played with his dad, and he's just as good as his dad was.
Oh, they're superbly coached. I'm sure their dad will tell you that. Mike Wall's the coach, Matt Mills the assistant. I mean, they'll set screens, they box out. And I was talking to the coach about that, and he's closing in on 500 wins. I said, it hasn't changed, has it? Where basketball fundamentals is protect the ball, rebound, box out. I mean, it still matters because it's everything. Mm-hmm. It's everything. We have more freshmen playing varsity. We have more three-point shooting than ever. Thank you to Stephen Curry, if that's a good thing or a bad thing. But you still got to have the fundamentals or you're just going to get worked over.
Joe, we appreciate you as always, man. Thanks for carving some time out for us.
Always good, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.